Welcome to Vibe with Edmond Oris.
So yeah, guys, you're welcome to another episode of the Vibe with Edmond Oris podcast. I'm your host and I'm still the coolest boy in the world, Edmond Oris. So guys, this is Tuesday and I'm publishing this podcast on a Tuesday. We normally publish on Mondays, but I tried to record with Beef and Wanika online. I don't know if you're on my Instagram. Sorry, if you're on my Twitter, you'll have seen the picture. I tried to get Beef and Wanika, a Man City fan and a Man United fan. You know the way we do it now. But the audio quality wasn't so good because the network was very bad. I tried to send to my editor. She couldn't salvage it because it was so bad. And I published it for a while, but I wasn't happy with the quality. So I had to talk to my guests, Beef and Wanika. And big shout out to you guys for understanding and understood. So I took it down and I made this one with my guys here today in my house. So I want to publish this guy for you guys to enjoy. It's nice. It's a very nice episode. You know, a lot of Man U fans are not happy with Ole. I think they're even planning a protest at Old Trafford. So I got these guys, they're Man U fans. I think I have like two Man U fans here to come and talk about why. How can you solve a problem like Ole? I think that's why I named the episode. So let me just leave you guys to enjoy it. They talked about the Ole and the whole United issue. I think it's really, really, really nice podcast content. Please don't forget to tell me what you think. I really, really want to know what you guys think. If you're enjoying the podcast, tweet at me at Edmond Oris. If you're liking the content, tweet at me. Tell me what you think and help me share it too. Send it to your friends group, send it to your football groups, send it to anybody because a lot of facts are said here. I hope everybody's good and thank you guys. I know a lot of people were expecting this episode, yes, and I couldn't. I took it that one out, so I'm making up for it with this one. So tell me, guys, tell me what you think. If you agree with anything I said, yeah, if you disagree, tweet at me at Edmond Oris or on Instagram or on WhatsApp. You're on my WhatsApp or Snapchat anyway, and tell me what you think. Let me know how you guys enjoy it, and I will see you at the end.
You were vibing with Edmond Oris.
So I have three big football fans with us. I have Timmy Turner. Timmy Turner, you're a big football fan. You're a Man United fan now. Are you not a big football fan?
Well, I represent, the biggest club in the world. Manchester United, so I'm the biggest, but not, I said big, because big is an understatement.
Oh, Man United is the biggest.
Yes.
You're not the biggest club in the world now.
Oh.
You are one of the biggest clubs in the world. I have the current European champion. I have a fan from the current European champion in my midst. IBK won.
Fluke FC.
What's that? Why are you going to say that?
Fluke
how is it fluke?
No, they're not fluke. You see, the thing with Chelsea, yeah. I did doubt them before. But I'm starting to believe in Tuchel.
We are intentional teams. Like, we know what we are doing.
As of the time that they won that champs, I was still thinking.
I thought it was a fluke, yes.
But now believing in them,
yeah. Just see, me, I've never believed in them. Because it happened. See, it cannot be today and they do this thing. This guy is
still. Are you serious?
It cannot be today in
Adisako. Wait,
wait.
It cannot be today in Adisako coach. And then you go win Champions League. As in,
it happened before.
What happened the season after?
But it doesn't matter. They are winning.
Well,
as a fan,
I know. They always.
Let me say hi to my listeners.
Hello, hi everybody.
Okay, then of course Dara McFly.
Yeah.
Last but not the least, Dara has been on the podcast before. I think we've done like 3-4 episodes, general episodes, but this is the first time being on a football podcast. How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel very sporty. I'm ready to talk sports. Let's talk about sports.
I'm telling you.
Alright, so guys, what I want us to talk about mostly is Ole. So biggest club in the world or big club in the world. I know Timmy yesterday you're very vocal about how Ole is this and Ole is that. So I say, okay, come, let's do podcast. Come and say it. What is the issue exactly? Because let's start from you people came back from the last international break. I think it was not so bad, but the results has not been good. You lost to Aston Villa at home. Oh. Bruno missed the penalty. You lost to the thrashing by Liverpool 5-0. It was actually very embarrassing. I enjoyed that to the bottom of my heart. Salah's hat trick. Even though he has not scored since then. You guys now, you drew to Atlanta. Ronaldo stacks. Big ups to Ronaldo. And then you guys came to play against a proper team, against Man City. And even though the scoreline wasn't as big as Liverpool, but it was still pretty embarrassing. It was a shambolic performance. So how has it been dealing with all of that as a Man United fan?
From a fan point of view, or let me say from my personal point of view, because I know I speak, in fact, I speak for...
You're a true fan. One thing I noticed...
of the fans.
Yeah.
And is this, we are tired.
And
it is not easy being in Nigeria and being a Man United fan at this time. Like, our leaders in Nigeria are not listening to us.
Torture you that.
Our leaders again for Man U again, or this... All these guys with the lead, this is not they also answer to us. We are tired, really. We are tired of the dreams.
They only care about the business.
They just care about the business.
They don't care about the sport.
They don't care about the sport.
Exactly.
They are not even making any moves. As a fan, you can't benefit from the business part because you are not getting any money.
No.
So you need to see your team win.
You need to see your team win. And we pay for, you know, a number of what is their merchandise and all these things, which, in a way, we still contribute.
Yes. We saw how they suffered when they were no fans last year.
They owe us a performance.
Facts.
Would they buy jersey every year? you know how much authentic jersey at was?
Yes, sir.
If we people know they buy these things.
Okay, so we'll come back to the fan point, but from the business point, are they making money?
Yeah, they have. Yeah,
regardless of not winning the trophy.
They have. As in business, they have a very strong business.
One of the richest business clubs in the world based on football.
So the money's there.
They have sponsors every, like, guy. And then they always bid, except for season and say, we'll go sponsor you next season. Guy, they don't really like this.
Mine is booming.
Guy, they know they actually retain.
The players, like, okay, no wonder the players are flexing with their cars and all those sponsorships.
Do you know how much they're paying them? They have a lot of money.
They flex. They are too. So, from the footballing point of view, to be honest, we are tired.
You're tired.
We are very tired. Because
tired of what? Exactly.
I mean, it has always been the same thing over and over again. The same problem. Fine, you will come out and say, okay, we'll try something else, blah, blah. And all, like, you come again, you'll still play the same thing. With a different.
Okay, so what's the issue exactly with Ole? What is your issue with Ole exactly? Because he has not been. He's not a bad manager.
He's not a bad manager.
You know why I say he's not a bad manager? Because when he came in, you guys, he did the miracle at Paris where you guys won against PSG. Lukaku scored. I think Lukaku scored the brace and Rashford scored that penalty last minute. The video is on my Twitter where you see Ferdinand saying. Always at the wheel, give him contract, give him any signing, anything he wants to sign, let him sign it. So he did, and you guys finished, I think you guys finished, was it sixth that season? Well, he took you guys from what position? Now he's second.
Yeah, we second last season. Yeah.
So a bad manager does not do that.
Now, this is it. He's a very good coach. And you know, when you're actually talking about the coach, there are so many things, you know, that affect. Yes, you know, you must have some certain skills to be qualified as a coach, which also includes do they call it man management?
Yes,
management. Like, you know, how to like control leadership skills and other things again.
Tactics.
Exactly, tactics. And now all of these coaches have their strengths and their weakness. Ole is a very good PE coach, I would say. But when it comes to tactics, tactical reasoning, this is my style of play.
Yeah,
he lacks that.
Another thing is he has no identity.
You know, he has no identity. To be honest with you, only knows how to organize a team. He's very good at that. In fact, he would actually pass for a good football director in any club.
And he's good at attracting players too.
He knows how to sell dreams. He knows how to sell vision, mission of. He's a very good salesman. But Ole is not a football coach. He's not qualified to be a football coach.
Cause I don't think he understands the roles that that it doesn't each position needs.
You know, they say he plays
your football. Assistant.
You know, he plays football manager.
Just, yeah.
he plays football manager.
For a football manager.
Now, see his backroom staff guy as majority of C's assistant coach Michael Carrick is inexperienced. You have a number of these. I think there's only one guy I've actually skipped his name right now that has been part of the setup before. But then you don't even have like people that have probably won trophies or people like you don't. You want to just keep on growing.
He believes in the youth.
He actually believes in. Oh yeah, this is my guy. You understand this culture.
So they are doing
culture. You understand
it. What exactly is the Man United culture? Because I've been meaning to ask that. What exactly?
I know they have this.
On this podcast. I think Cesar will be able to explain the Man United culture. But what's the Man United culture?
It's actually so much, and it goes deep into the city, like you know the
city of Manchester. City.
Yeah, okay. Of course, and you know so many. But then one of the main things is this, they have this certain association, okay, from the academy to the first team, and then they have success stories.
History too.
Yeah, so every young player in Manchester is always looking up to, and they have heroes, you know, the likes of David Beckham, the likes of Rooney. Cristiano Ronaldo, Van Nistelrooy, and all of those guys. So these guys always look up, you know, to especially the likes of David Beckham, you know,
Geeks,
he came from the youth team school, okay. And then to the first team and how he was, you know. So it has always been like that.
So that's what they teach them in their training. Yeah. You have to
they do that. You see the likes of Rashford, you see the likes of Lingard and all like that. They're actually poster boys. If you should go to Old Trafford, you see on these pictures, you know, on the stadiums, so they are like heroes there. So there's a certain culture that okay, the United way you played, and especially during the Ferguson era, you know, it was the one that cemented the thing well. And it's so unfortunate that we now have a coach like Ole, which they believe the dream that he saw to them was okay, I would bring back the Sir Alex Ferguson way, the United way, but. He does not have the experience, and is
the guy on the. I unpublished the last podcast.
He's not capable.
He's okay. He's good. But for the level of Manchester United,
he's not that level. Maybe if he's in Everton, he can be busting head.
No disrespect.
I spoke to. On the podcast that I unpublished, I spoke to the guy. He was talking about he's not a good coach and he has not employed that. Ferguson wasn't as tactically smart as maybe Wenger. Just like what he said. But what he was doing was he was always employing the best assistant coach, the best this. So it was all of them that was working together. Ole has not done that with Carrick.
He has not been able to create a system.
Football is so deep that
you need a system to actually succeed. You need a solid system, and it's the system that will now make your team actually be good. It's all those things that will tell on your team. If you're just doing your club,
I don't want to talk so much on this because at the beginning of the season, I saw all these their problems coming, and I said it. I was very vocal about it on Twitter that I was saying that the squad is balanced. I think that the squad is balanced. I think that squad is good enough to win the title.
Your personal opinion.
Wait, this is my personal opinion. I think that the squad is good enough to win the title if they have a proper manager. And I said it that this squad cannot be managed by Ole. He has no tactics. What he does, I think this is what he does. Luke Shaw, Wan-Bissaka, you guys are great. You guys are English players. Go out there and express yourself. Play. There is no system. See, football, at the time when I went to play FIFA just now, see, football is a team. You get, everybody needs to be. If one person don't, they slack, they affect. Yeah, it will, and that's why better teams win. Better teams win because they have better players who are always going to be, maybe on a bad day, they are on 70%. And that 70% is enough to see you win. You get, look at how City played them now. See how they
like little children.
It was embarrassing.
Come on, take the ball.
They said from the 20th minute to the end of the game, Man United did not hold the ball in their box.
Man, you didn't play.
Pep didn't make a change. He said that it was too easy, or that it was comfortable. He said it was comfortable, so he didn't make a change. So, why do you think the club is backing Ole regardless, Timmy? Why is it? Because Aston Villa, that is smaller, sacked their coach. Even Barcelona, I know, and we can do podcasts on Barcelona and talk about our problems, but at least we're in the process of trying. We've taken Coleman out. We've taken him out. We've brought in Xavi, someone that knows the club, someone that on paper it looks like he's good. Let's see. My issue will now be when there's now this sentiment on if they will sack him, if he's not doing the job. Because a football club is bigger than one person. There's a lot at stake now. Do you understand? So you can't be using sentiment to judge. So why do you think
this is my own opinion. I feel like they are still trying to weigh and see if they can get a better option out there. You know, it's not something that okay, fine. They don't want to just sack wait for about maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks before they now find someone to say okay, fine. I want to appoint.
Okay, they don't want to use as interim or assistant for a while because there's no time.
Because the more you wait, the season is going already. They will be so. Desperate, so any coach would just come and sell them anything, and you know, just because they want to bring in, so it might not be who they actually want. So okay. I feel like they're just trying to just okay, see how this guy handles it now, and I'm sure they are still actually looking at. They are still speaking with some coaches.
Okay, so they are speaking now. They missed out on Conte because he deceived them. He came with the three at the back. Everybody was saying this guy. He came with the three at the back formation against Spurs, who are very bad, and then they won. Ronaldo and Cavani were very good. And then Spurs went and signed Conte. I felt like if he had lost that game, he would have been too much and he would have gotten sacked. Especially after that Liverpool thrashing, and then I think you guys would have employed Conte. You get ball. Or do you think people missed out on him, or you think it was deliberate that they didn't go for him?
I think they reached out to Conte at a point in time. And he just said that he doesn't want to go to Man United.
Funny enough, there was a particular report I saw that after the Liverpool match and all like that, that they had reached out to the Conte, and then this they were at keeping like a open dialogue and all like that. But then like some people back on the board were having some certain reservations about Conte's this behavior, you know, that it could be out of control times.
He's a difficult person to manage.
He might not even stay up to 3 years, so man, he might not just want to go for something short term. You get?
Well, it could be also like, you know, They had similar issues with this when we had Mourinho in charge. You know how Mourinho was.
Yeah. Mourinho was.
So I'm sure that Man U did not actually want him. You know, and that was why it was easy for him to just go to. They didn't want him enough. They were not really convinced. You know, it was linked.
Okay, what do you think? Do you think Conte would be good for Man U?
I don't think he's even the kind of coach we need. For me, I don't think he's the kind of coach we need.
What kind of coach do you need? Because you know why I'm mentioning Conte? I'm mentioning Conte because in my opinion, I feel like among all the three managers, he's the biggest profile. He's the one that has the record. He has the CV.
Like, it's not really about the name. It's not really about the name now.
It's not about the name.
It's not about the name now.
Are you thinking about the United way?
No, it's not the United way, really. But then, I don't actually want a coach that...
I don't mind Conte for United. If United is
Conte...
Fine, which United will make everyone go rest? Football is adaptive.
I actually feel like if we have a coach like Zidane, it's really going to be good for us. Zidane is someone that can build.
Not really build, but take over from where we're
like and also build. Okay. Because I don't see this guy Conte as a builder. Like, he just picks and actually buy some certain players
to win,
play his own certain way. Even if after he leaves that club, this player could not even he might not even see the starting level again. But then he was just there for that purpose and he would leave.
But
and
what is more important to you, building or winning?
I feel it because
what's more important to you?
No, you well probably I might be saying this from a businessman point of view, but then you must have like a balance. Like you do not just buy players for buying sake. You must buy a player that has the potential.
Potential and workings.
Yes, now together. Not that.
I understand. You know what I understand. What you're saying. Wait.
That I have you, and then I buy you, and then if I leave, the other code that may be coming, they might not need you. See what has happened at mine. Demaria has come. He has left. This Fakala has come. He has left. All of these guys because of all these changes. It does not work like that.
That's not how to run a football club.
Exactly. You just keep on
wasting money. Look at City. City are a club that is properly run.
Well, I just think that before players start buying other coach players, mm-hmm. they should sort out this managerial issue. Once they have a good manager that is tested and trusted.
I think that's who they thought Ole was, and they were giving him literally all the players.
They were giving him money. And yeah,
I don't think that he thought fully that Ole was like that, but just the fact that Ole is a United legend,
let's be honest. But wait, guys.
Also, they know that he would respect him being a former player.
I'm sure the players are frustrated with Ole.
I actually feel like the only thing keeping him is Sir Alex Ferguson.
I've been saying that a lot.
It's Sir Alex Ferguson.
And people are upset why is Sir Alex Ferguson having a say in this? Of course, he will have a say. Because it's part of the Man United.
He's
a legend.
My role model.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So something, and of course, Ferguson will go on chopping.
You get out.
So he was even the one that made them to.
So is the football club being run by sentiment at this point?
Is this an issue
Barcelona can get to face if Xavi doesn't work out? Yeah, you want to say something?
I feel that apart from the sentiments, I feel that also they have a good relationship with Ole. That they know that if another person comes, they might not have that certain relationship.
So and someone rather, like Conte,
exactly.
Like
Conte. So they would just rather just manage.
Chelsea fan, you are the master. Your club is the master of sacking and change. How do you how does Abramovich not get sentimental?
It just comes down to business is business. You don't get sentimental about business because. I was actually getting sentimental when
Lampard.
Lampard, because Lampard has been in Chelsea. In fact, the whole Chelsea team said basically was during his era.
Mm-hmm.
When Chelsea started,
it
was his era that started the whole Chelsea.
2004 mm-hmm. year. Now.
Yes, now so now legend, now legend. The sentiments one day they say, let us give him the time, but things were going bad now, and it can't just be going bad like that.
And it was the right decision.
Business wise.
So are you saying this is an issue that Barcelona may get to face if Xavi does not pop?
Life.
Man, is getting their own right now. I'm happy.
You turn it to another. If
I'm happy
it
about their own right now.
Same old thing. I'm really very skeptical about Xavi. I don't want him to be another Ole. It scares me so much. I'm like, I like this guy. I like Xavi so much.
I love him.
He's one of my GOAT midfielders. And now he's not managing Barca. Very, very hard job. A job that...
Especially at the point where the club is not where it should be.
And it's not someone that is managing in maybe Holland or somewhere like a big league.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from...
What kind of thunder is that?
Gunshots.
All this will be part of it. But these are the things you get when you stay in Nigeria, guys. They took the light. They took the light. I mean, what kind of thunder? I don't know who they don't send that one for.
It's not even raining.
It's
raining
in some parts of
Badon. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, guys, let's come back now, guys. So, Ole now. Okay, let's leave Ole. We've talked about Ole. I don't think he's going to get sacked because reports are coming out now that they are backing him. They are still backing him. There's a protest. Mm-hmm. There's a protest that they are planning to do at Old Trafford. Mm-hmm. The UK fans in Man United. So good. It's like Nigeria all over again, guy. So who do you think comes in and changes this thing? Because okay, Zidane, you mentioned Zidane.
See, I feel like
can they get Zidane? Do you think Man United can convince Zidane? Do you think Zidane will come and win with this squad? I think he will do.
I think if he comes.
But then again, see, this is another thing we are failing to consider. Man United at their peak. Say Ole wasn't flopping and all that. They were as good as they were when they won lead 6-1. Yeah. Are they going to stop this Man City's team? Are you seeing what Man City are playing? I know they lost. They lost that Crystal Palace game. Mm-hmm. But they're just 3 points behind. Look at the way they played now. Do you understand? That's a team that they are going to win 80-90% of their games this season. That's how good that they are, regardless of how waiting they happen for Man U or waiting they happen for Chelsea. Then even look at Chelsea too. They are doing all these things they are doing. Mount never to play. Lukaku never to play.
Werner
is injured. Havertz, they miss. These players are going to get better as the season goes. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not looking like that for Man U. It looks like this season is gone already, sir.
You can still save the season.
Please. if you want to watch our video, go to my Instagram and watch it. I had to post it. It was too funny. How do you think Ronaldo is feeling all of this? I have to talk about Ronaldo because greatest player of all time. You don't sign. If it was Messi that Man United signed and they're going through this, people will still talk. Yes, because even Messi is winning at PSG, even though he hasn't scored. He hasn't scored illegal.
Not many matches.
Yes.
He hasn't scored illegal yet. See, I don't even need him to score any goals. I want him to finish the season 0 goals, 0 assists. Let him lift that trophy. That's all I need from him. So you people will cry anymore. But his team are first. His team are first regardless. They will pick.
But he has not made any tangible.
No, but in the most important competition, which is the Champions League, he's turning up. You get brace, the goal against City. Let's come to Ronaldo now. One of the greatest players of all time, one of the greatest goal scorers of all time, was struggling at Juve because Juve were not doing so well. He was doing well. And that's, I think Ronaldo cannot flop on his own. You get, I think whenever he steps onto the pitch, he's 100% every time. There's a game I watched, I think it was a game against Lyon. Watch how you played Dara. That game they went out. He scored, you remember, he scored that long range goal now against the goalkeeper. That game, if Juventus had like 3 more Ronaldos, they will win because he literally put everything on the game. You know, the dribble, normally he dribbled in that game. They brought the light back. So
hallelujah.
He will do well. It was the highest goal scorer last season in Serie A.
Yeah.
You get, so individually he will do well, but Juventus were no longer good enough. He wanted a new challenge. He has come to Man United now too. I think he wants to retire at Man United. Don't think so.
He said so.
I think he wants. It's not a bad place to retire. It's where you started from. It's a very, very... It looks on paper, yes. But I know Ronaldo is not happy with the current situation. He kicked out at... He's frustrated now. He kicked out at... What was his name? Curtis Jones against Liverpool because of how bad he was. He kicked out at what's his name, De Bruyne. So you knowing your goats, how do you think he's feeling now? And
he's not happy, obviously. And it even tells. See the last match, you know, he was just alone on the pitch. He was in his feelings. I feel like it is just a matter of time before he speaks out, really. I see Fernandes coming out saying we keep on making the same mistakes, and you know, they in a way they are coming, but they Ronaldo have not yet actually come
express
out
his dis-
and express his disgust, obviously because of so many reasons.
He has the power to sack him. I think he does.
Well,
you think so?
Yeah, I'm sure.
His brand is that big, yes. Yeah. Ronaldo, Messi too.
He has the player.
I think they consult them first before they even sack.
This player power.
Yes.
Like, you know, there is something of player power in football.
And Messi was the captain at Barca. What was his name?
Like three influential players in the team, and the captain.
Go to the board.
To speak to the board on things. Either the coach. This coach leaves, or they leave, is a two thing. But they will say, of course, they are not happy with
the state of things, exactly.
So do you think players, they've not turned on him yet?
Well, reports are coming that is the this dressing room is already getting divided already, and which is expected.
Okay.
Because this thing can't actually it cannot keep on patching.
He has been patching
but you must get results. You must get results. It's not about okay, we are believing in process. Yeah, we do. Let's have some results. We are spending money now.
Trust the process.
So what's the process?
So like I feel
give us the process now.
Man, it does what it is really. It does what it is. But I know Ronaldo would soon speak out. He's not happy. And he's a winner. He wants to win trophies.
I think he shows in the way he plays.
I said there were times when I was seeing him, he was running and he was carrying everybody. He was like, come on.
He was also calling for others to follow him. But then they were defeated.
They didn't know
what to do. Exactly. Did you see that Bernardo's goal? Like, three people had the chance to clear that ball. Maguire had the chance. Luke Shaw had the chance.
So what do you guys think about these things where they come out to social media to always talk about how they are hot? Because the girl came out to just say, I'm hot.
He has to be hot now.
Chelsea, man, you guys face them in the coming weeks. Are you hoping to chop your 3 points too?
Live. I want to get maximum 3 points. I just hope they keep Ole as long as possible. I think we're playing them in 2 weeks, right? Because if Ole leaves now, I'm sure their next 2 games, they'll probably like
want to ginger.
Yeah, as per new manager, ginger now.
They want to show that they are not the ones that are at fault.
You get it. So Ole, just keep up the good work. Keep on good work.
Oh God! But you. I saw these things happening, though. I think people don't just take me serious. Maybe because everybody reads, especially on Twitter, they just read my tweets from an agenda point of view. But sometimes, like, I'm just being genuine. You get? Cause one thing is, I watch a lot of football. Mm-hmm. I follow football. You get? I know football is more than what is happening on the pitch. Do you understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you get. So I know the patterns, and I've been in football long enough to know. I said that, Omo. 6-1, you put one, but I don't trust him. Even with Ronaldo, I think Ronaldo not saving people. You understand what I'm saying? You put have bigger issues that he big past Ronaldo now. See how many good. And I was saying when I asked the question on Twitter where people were reassuring me in quotes. The reassuring where I said that why is that Ronaldo goes to a team that is winning normally, or they are scoring. For a team to be winning, it means the players are playing well to an extent. Like, look at this man, they took second. Mm-hmm. But he has come in, and all of a sudden, he's the only one scoring. I'm not saying it's Ronaldo's fault. Like I said, Ronaldo will do what Ronaldo does. He will score goals. I'm sure if you put Ronaldo in this my living room now, he will find a way to score. Do you understand what I'm saying? No matter how bad, one ball will fall, he will head the ball, something. But when you
do something that will put Sanchez back on,
yes, that's what he will do. He will do that. But this was why I said it. Because why is it that he goes to a team and then the other players, they drop their performances? Yes, now that's what happens. Look at Juve. That team or that squad were a squad that was winning, or a club. Maybe it's a club issue. Maybe because they are so big and they keep saving the club, they just allow a lot of people sleep. Mentally.
Should I ask you something?
Wait. So I say, why is it that? Because now he has come. Look at them. If you want to see who has been the best player in Man United for this team,
it's Ronaldo
now. So where are the other people?
But
how many other people can you call to say okay, had a good perf? Okay,
De Gea, they tried.
Who else? Even your Bruno, you can't defend Bruno.
Let me just say something. It goes down to the manager.
It's the one not managing the situation.
This is not what actually happened when he was in Real Madrid. The old team was
played,
performing.
Yes.
When he was even in this Man U, the old team was outperforming. When he plays for Portugal, it is not just only Ronaldo. Yes. It's not just only Ronaldo.
Yes.
Now
Pepe
they play.
Yes. That now, one their goalkeeper plays.
this is what I have seen. It goes down to the manager, as IBK has said. The manager, when he was at this Juventus, and is almost the same thing that is happening now, that is in Manu. These guys try to build the whole team around the style of play of Ronaldo all the time. And it can't work. It can't work because the team itself has a style of play before Ronaldo come.
Take the boots.
But then it's just because of the fact that
I think that's what Pochettino. I think that's what Pochettino is trying to do at And I think that that's what I'm saying.
He's not
that
trying to build.
I think that if you
exactly
if you have the balls, if you have the balls to look at what Pep did. You think Pep's system will not work without Messi? Even Abaka. You get look at even Enrique safe. Enrique found a way. Messi, Neymar, Suarez, put them together and they all played. Do you understand? So it should be a system, then the players can shine.
Yes.
So when you take out a player, it should be able to work. But they now channel everything to play to Ronaldo.
And
Ronaldo.
Just play to
Ronaldo.
He will finish it.
And that's why I said. So why I said that to it was because it will work against the smaller teams, Atlanta, Villarreal, Burnley, Norwich. You put play Watford, they will beat uh-huh. Watford, they will trash Watford. Ronaldo will score. Do you understand? But when you go to play against the big boys, then Bayern Munich, then Man City, then Liverpool, they won't let you. Do you get what I'm saying? And then this time is Champions League quarterfinals where one, two losses and you're out.
It will be the big stage,
and that's where I will come in. You see why I like this thing? You see, football, you just have to wait. When you are saying some things, you need time for it to unfold. See, they unravel. They unravel. If I go and dig up my tweet, you see why I said it, but they are calling me a madman.
It is not Ronaldo's fault.
I didn't say it's Ronaldo's fault. He's just a victim. He's a victim of his own greatness. But I think that's what PSG trying to do with Messi, where he's even taking off Messi sometimes.
He's not even trying to fit Messi.
I think that
if it was only that was at PSG,
he'll be kissing his ass now.
I'm telling you. See, you don't even be our captain.
So me, this is what I'm not saying. This is why I'm happy for PSG. They will figure it out. I need to figure it out. MSN didn't click. That season Suarez came.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't click until January. I remember the game, January 4th against Atletico. That was the first game three of them scored. And from there, and that's when you actually need to pick. Now, you just need to be in the conversation. You get like City, 3 points behind Chelsea, Liverpool are not bad. West Ham are looking, pretenders, those ones will fall. See, I can never believe any mid-table team hype game because I always see them fall. Leicester will do so well until the last six games of the season. You get so I think that should end the podcast. I want us to talk about the general topic that I'm cooking on Friday. Thank God you guys are boys. I got girls on the previous episode to talk about their red flags, and you probably have not listened. You probably should want to listen. It's the best episode we've made so far. Four girls, solo interview. But since you guys are here, let's just do small extra time before we leave. What's your own red flag as a guy in relationship?
Red flag.
Yeah, what's the red flag for you? Everybody mentions one. Why you love Dara? What's your red flag? What's the red flag for you in relationship, Dara?
Well, I really like if I ever catch somebody in a web of lies, but that one is even very deep. I don't know any red flag that initially I would just see and say that this is a red flag. I'm a very open person. I like all God's creations. I respect each person. But when the person now starts opening the mouth and the person now showcases the character, or you're manipulative, or you're a liar, or something, then I'm like, I don't know. That was deep. That's it for me.
You guys are still surprised I'm putting you on the spot. This is how I do my podcast. I don't edit it. I saw it. I'll post it. TV, what's the red flag for you?
So, red flag for me, if you are being manipulative, I don't think I'll be able to be with you or anything.
You don't like manipulative people.
I don't like when you like try to trick me to do things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like you want us to do something and then you are trying to put me on the spot. Like
The way I put you on this spot now. Am I a red flag? Timmy, you never talk. Timmy, you never talk. Timmy, what's your red flag? You must talk before we end the podcast. Don't waste our people's time.
Well, I would say IPK and Star was saying something ever manipulative, and I just think I would say that in a way, you should define being like
manipulative. Your, yes. Okay,
what's,
so IPK,
what's your definition of
Definition of manipulation? If they are trying to cajole you or trying to influence,
because it could just be like probably their own kind of nature. Like, okay, fine, probably how they get things from people, they just
Something like that. Something like that. Like when you're trying to what kind of situation can I even bring trying to think of a situation.
That was your own definition of manipulation.
Okay, when someone is manipulative, in my own the way I see it, that's like maybe for example, you on your own, you're just living, you're just doing your thing. And the person might now want you to maybe, I don't know, do some certain things
for her. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay. And normally the person can just come and approach you. You'll communicate properly. Everything will be done well from one point mm-hmm. of view. But they now just try to stylishly now say that, I'm not going to do this. I don't know how to explain that aspect. But you know how people just do this? When instead of coming
straight to you.
Exactly. They will now just stylistically try and make some certain things happen. And I'll be like, come on, why are you doing like this?
And most times you can see
like change your script.
Exactly. Like, so some of them even like,
This is what you're like, supposed to do. Like, if you want something, like, be straightforward. What's up? This is what I want.
Exactly.
You get.
So I hate all those corners.
You want women to be straight and honest.
Yes, another red flag.
I feel like everyone cannot just be straight and be honest, really.
Everybody cannot, but that's why red flag is for you.
Can you be straight and be honest?
Yes, now.
If you want to ask your babe for sex, you. I don't even feel like I want sex. Let's go. Why? You're also being because you're not being straightforward.
So what are you saying? That everybody's manipulative on an extra level?
Yes.
To
be honest, before we are actually goes into a relationship, we are actually individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And individuals as humans,
mm-hmm.
we are selfish in nature. Like, everyone is selfish in nature. It's just about myself. What would benefit me before I even think about my other? It's just that. It's mm-hmm. just the nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like so don't also forget that that one would also then you and I are now coming together again. So you should expect some this clash of
egos. You
understand. Yeah, but it's just about how.
Okay, so what's your own red flag? I think maybe for luck, maybe we should use corny. Let's use corny for you guys. Mm-hmm. Because it's different between manipulation and
like
corny.
If you have a babe that is actually in love with you and she's manipulative in your definition,
mm-hmm.
like I feel like it's actually better than if you have a girl that is manipulative and just don't love you. In fact, she's just playing you around and she does not love you.
Taking you for right.
So what's your red flag?
I swear, number one is cheating.
It's like, is it
Kai? If I see you have that tendency, like if you are that kind that can easily just fall for things, like being materialistic, you get those, okay, like you get those things, you easily just fall. Ah.
Yeah, vanity is another red
flag. I go run, no. Like, you don't understand.
If you don't see that she's trustworthy.
Yeah, you get trustworthy. Well, you won't say it's actually trust.
It's trust, though.
No, it's not trust, because if a girl is not materialistic, fine, you can actually trust her. But then, if you cannot give her the materials that she needs at a particular time,
she will leave you.
She will leave you. She might not leave you. She might just get it elsewhere. Which she won't tell you.
Mm.
And of course, that's not trust.
What is it?
It's not trust now. That's she be mad to be honest.
That's not trust. See, cheating is in many forms, so I think cheating is many forms. When people talk about cheating, most times people's minds always go to sex. Like, you don't need to have had sex to another person before I say I'm breaking up with you or I'm leaving you. If, for example, I'm a guy now at the hustle, I keep using this example at the hustle now. Say I didn't have the struggle and I'm open with my baby about like my finances. Yeah. When the money comes, I tell her, okay, this is how much this, okay, take, this is your own. Do you understand what I'm saying? If tomorrow I can't find her, say, as I struggle, you know, say I the struggle, you the struggle with me, or me and you the struggle together. I call you, say, you get like 1M for one place for one of your accounts, and you are not declaring your assets. I can't be with you. Do you get what I'm saying? I cannot be with you. That's for me. For me, you have cheated. That's cheating. You are cheating me. Yes. Yes. You are not trustworthy because you are the type that will see me suffering tomorrow when we are married. You will see me struggling. Wait, no, you see
and
me.
Probably she was. What is she not sure about you. Probably she was not sure about you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That if like, I can't see.
Have you married her yet?
No.
Exactly. So like you could still like end things.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I will leave you.
So why should she always declare to everybody?
No.
Must she declare to you?
Declare what?
Assets.
Yes, if this is what I'm saying. Everybody different standards. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Me, I know it's not every boy that can tell their girlfriend, okay, this is how much I'm earning. There are people that believe that you should hide. Me, I don't believe like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I've managed to get somebody that still also doesn't believe. So we've agreed to do our relationship on the premise that, do you know what I'm saying? Before you start dating, these rules and these terms and conditions, I think these terms and conditions, everybody knows. So if I'm declaring my assets, why will you not declare your assets? You are lying. And for me, the first red flag, wait. I want to end the podcast. I want to end, see, this is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, but it is just declaring of assets for me.
Like this, everything, and I just feel like even if you don't directly say that, hey, but you have to at least hint at the person.
So your wife or your girlfriend will see this. You see what I'm saying? Like red flags. These are things you see before you commit to marriage. You understand what I'm saying? So for me, it's a red flag because one, lying is a red flag for me. Lie, but let me not catch you.
Lie.
Let me not catch you. If I catch you, then it's not my fault. It's not anything that I can say, okay, I'm going to turn it off. That's why when you beg me, I will not listen to you because I literally can't help you. I will not just be able to trust you again. You know, I won't be. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is for me now. So since lying is an issue, and I found out that you are lying financially, it means that if I marry you, when the load they for press me, do you understand what I'm saying? You will be watching me suffer. You literally maybe you earn $2 million a month. You won't be bringing anything to you. You go to use on the build house. And then no problem. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying you have to tell me, but you are not for me. That's what I'm saying. You understand? So that's it for me. The standards I'm holding myself is what I'm going to hold you with. So if you sleep and I catch you, and it's not something that we can forgive. Like if you go and I'm holding myself to a standard, for example, that I'm not going to have anything to do with another girl. That's why I can't forgive cheating. You are now going, me, that is the boy that was supposed to be promiscuous in nature. If I can put it in my fucking pants, why are you not doing the same? You understand what I'm saying? So that's my own idea behind this thing. So I think I should end the podcast here. You both should wait for the Friday episode, the red flags. I think I've done it already. But I'll see you. But you guys should wait and I will see you again next week.
You were vibing with Edmund Uris.
So yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. It was very fun with the whole Thunder and Nepa situation. But tell me what you think. Why do you think Man United are still backing Ole? What do you think is the Man United way? And do you think Xavi is going to be another Ole or Xavi is going to be another Pep? I think you can be one of both. You're either another Ole or this thing. And what do you guys think? And of course, your red flags. What are your red flags? And if you've not listened to the ones from the girls, please listen to it. It's literally the last one produced before this. I think it's 37 or so. I don't know the number, but
I got some really amazing, beautiful guests come and talk about their own red flags, and it's really insightful and a lot of fun. People tweeting at me now are telling me that's literally the best one we've made so far. This is your best episode, this is your best episode. You have to check it. And I'm going to record with the guys too. It comes out on Friday. So don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe. You see, this is number one podcast in Nigeria. Yes, number one football podcast in Nigeria is number. I saw we're number one in Kenya as well. So it's a podcast a lot of people are listening to. So listen and send to your football group, send to your anybody that loves football. They should vibe with me. Guys, we're still open for sponsorship and adverts. If you want to sponsor the podcast, you can hit me up so we can push your brand on the podcast. If you want to advertise your brand or your business on the podcast, you can hit me up and we can work something out. And or if you want to support the podcast, if you like what I'm doing here, you like, say, Edmond, I want to buy you a drink, I want to buy you cold stone, I want to buy you shawarma, there's a Paystack link. Paystack is secured. There's a Paystack link on my link tree on Twitter or on my link tree on Instagram. Or you can check the podcast description anywhere you are listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. There's a link that you're going to see to support the podcast. Support the ministry, help the ministry. Everybody's hungry in Nigeria. So thank you guys for listening and God bless you.
Thank you for vibing with Edmond Urie's. Don't forget to rate, review and share. Edmond Urie's.